We're on campus and we're online.
And we're online.
University.
Radio. Nottingham.
And now, onto something that's going to leave a bit of a better taste in the mouth. Or not. But better for me and Will, because we are talking about...
Because we're normal people,
Because we're normal. We are talking about bounties being removed from the celebration box. Now, the room is 2 versus 2. Me and Will against bounties heavily. Hate them.
What's the point in them?
Yeah. Lottie and Ome, however, fans. Like
not
a bounty.
That bad.
Yeah, I'm impartial to a bounty.
Right, okay. So, Ome, with that reaction coming to you first, not that bad. We are going to go around the room, and I'm going to ask you for your top three celebrations. Does a bounty make it into your top three, or is it just okay?
It's probably like the fourth.
Oh, just misses out.
Yeah. So my favourite is the galaxy, and then I love the Milky Way.
Yeah.
And then the Mars.
Okay, interesting.
And then the bounty.
Interesting. So do you think, because it's a real, it's a Marmite of chocolate, isn't it, a bounty? We've just been having this discussion off air. Smell versus taste. Now, can we all universally agree the smell of coconut bangs?
Yeah.
It's good.
It's good, right. Smell.
Right.
I've talked about my current coconut shampoo. Love it. It's great. Smell lovely. What do we think it is? Do we think it's type of person? Like, can't be really, surely. That...
I mean, if there's none left of my top three, then I'll have the bounty.
Okay. I mean, I just won't eat it. I'll eat most of them until they're left in the box.
Do you like the rest? I hate Twix.
No, I love a Twix.
Twix is all right. It's not great, but it's fine. It'll
I love biscuits. I love all, most biscuits I absolutely adore. I'm a very biscuity guy.
I love biscuits as well.
And so having a bit of biscuit in there. It's also a Twix is basically a caramel shortbread. In a chocolate bar. What's not to like? Lottie, your top three as well, please, as another bounty lover. Or are you not? Are you like Ome? Are you not a lover, but you are a liker?
I'm a liker.
Yeah.
This is really ridiculous, but I'm vegan, and they came out with a vegan celebration box for Christmas, and they did like a coconut one. And that was really nice.
Oh, that's good.
Vegan chocolate's horrible, though. But yeah, I just thought I'd add that in. But prior to that, my ranking would probably go Twix, Bounty.
Ooh.
Bounty second, and then Malteser.
I feel like if it's in your top three, you're a lover, okay?
Yeah,
so you're a bounty lover.
Yeah.
Are the celebrations, vegan celebrations, not good then? Even though
vegan chocolate's horrible. It tastes like chalk.
Oh, okay.
Everything vegan tastes like
Follow-up question.
Yeah, vegan cheese.
Follow-up question. Yeah. How do you know what chalk tastes like?
Like the texture, you know, when you're drawing with it, like that's what it feels like in your mouth, if that makes sense.
Right.
Like,
okay.
Vegan cheese doesn't melt, so it's like plastic.
It's horrible. It's like glue.
Yeah, it's like plastic.
Well, at the vegan industry, get better. Make some nice chocolate. Will, you... Vegan, vegetarian, meat eater?
I'm a meat eater.
You're a meat eater.
I go out of my way to not eat as much.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Try to avoid the
David would be happy with you.
Exactly.
Attenborough, that is. now, me and you are normal and we hate bounties. But top three then?
Top three.
I think we were talking about this. I think we do differ.
I think my top three, I was thinking about this a lot and it's quite difficult, but I think my number one would be Galaxy.
Okay.
Then I'd go Malteser.
Right.
And then I do like a Milky Way, but I don't know whether I've become quite fond of a Snickers recently.
Oh!
I think I'd sneak the Snickers in at 3.
Okay, wow. Okay. Wow, so what misses out at 4 then?
Probably the Milky Way. The Milky Way is a little bit too sweet for me. There's too much... But then I like the cream eggs and so that doesn't make any sense. But yeah, the Milky Way just misses out. There's not as much going on that I can be that bothered by.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. So for me, personally, I will do mine. Malteser at the top. Maltesers, all Malteser products are so unrivaled.
It's a very fair
shout. I absolutely adore Maltesers. I eat Maltesers. I will choose, not always, but most of the time, we'll choose a box of Maltesers to eat at the cinema over popcorn.
Really?
Maltesers in celebrations, nicer than normal Maltesers, I'd say.
The little, and normal Maltesers are good as well.
Because they're great,
nice.
But then it's
they
got the
nice.
Little thing going on in the middle, isn't it? It's not exactly dry.
It's got a little bit of a...
Yeah, actually, the one thing that... I had a Malteser ice cream because they sell them in Spa and I've never seen them anywhere else. Spa in uni, that is. And... So I used to have them loads in first year, COVID second year, so it was barely here. But then had one the other day, and it didn't slap as much as it used to. Don't know why.
Did it not? Do you think you need the heat to go?
Maybe, because it's cold, and I still eat ice cream because I love ice cream. But for me, Malteser, then Milky Way, but I don't know if that's enough. I'm being a bit of a nostalgia merchant there, because Milky Way,
they're kids. They are. It's a childhood thing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, and I remember always having them after my swimming lessons, Milky Ways.
I remember the little stars, you know, the actual Milky Way stars.
Magic stars.
Magic stars.
Magic stars. Oh, my God.
They were the same
stars.
Thing, weren't they? Were they
like, same, company.
Same company.
Same company.
Same company. Same brand.
Yeah, yeah. Well, obviously, like, Milky Way, Mars is sort of... It's all Nestle.
It's so all a conglomerate.
Yeah. And then in third for me is Twix, because again, the biscuit element. I can respect that. Yeah. So I don't know if people want to message in really quickly, either on Instagram or on the message the show function, and tell us who the winner of that was.
What replace the bee with in celebrations?
Nothing. Just give what are they replacing the bounty with?
Yeah, like the B, because it stands like.
Yeah, they all stand for. No,
really?
they can't.
Yeah,
because no. There's like, no M for Malteser.
There's no.
I swear, there's like. I don't know.
Oh, they can get rid of it. I think just give more of the normal ones.
Yeah,
just give me another Malteser.
Yeah,
give me another Galaxy.
Yes, because Maltesers, I think, must universally. Now, this is again.
They're always the first to go.
They are always the first.
Do you know what?
To go.
Actually,
and there's less of them.
If any of my family are listening, this always happens at Christmas. I make a concerted effort to when I have a celebration, I put the wrapper outside of the box.
Oh, don't. They don't.
They put it back in.
Will, so for those of you who don't know, that Will's, I'm friends with Will's older brother because we started URN at the same time. Louis's now left. Tell me Louis doesn't put the wrapper back in.
I think he might be. You can never know who does it. I think my parents do. But my mum's a teacher, so she always gets loads of chocolates at the end of term. But there's nothing more heartbreaking than you sort of seeing amongst, you see that little glimmer of a Malteser, reach your hand in, it's an empty wrapper. It's heartbreaking.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
But on a sort of Thursday Pulse consensus then, before we go into our last little feature, Malteser has been in three top threes, and Twix and Milky Way have been the other most common. Does that mean, therefore, that Malteser is the objective goat of the celebrations? So you ranked it. Did you rank it second, Lottie?
Yeah.
Missed out for you, didn't it, yeah. Omay? But me and Will both put it first.
I put it second.
Oh, you put it second. So a first, a second, and
a second.
I still eat it.
Still eat. Well, good for you. You're not a fussy eater, but
yeah.
So do we therefore is that a consensus then based on ranking points? That
it's number one.
It's number one. Maltesers are number one. There you go.
We're on campus and we're online.
We're online.
University
Radio
Nottingham.